Good morning. We continue with the Chovos HaLevavos Shar Cheshbon HaNefesh. I think in order for us to begin this, the 14th of the Cheshbonos, we need to remind ourselves of a certain key critical lesson. And that key critical lesson in life is, what you give in relationships is what you get out of it. So if one demonstrates Avas Hashem, the love of God, and one feels Avas Hashem, then the love of God will be reflected back onto you as well. Nowhere do we see this more apparently than in last week's parsha. At the end of the parsha, there are two very exciting psukim. On the one hand, when our matriarch Rivka Imenu, sends Yaakov to her brother's house, he tells her to go to Lavan, Ad Asher Yashuv Chamas Achicha, until your brother's anger goes down. Then she comes back and repeats, Ad Shuv Af Achicha Mimcha, until your brother's anger comes from you. And the commentaries are quick to point out that either Rivka just repeated herself, or there's something more and odd in this second explanation and expression of Atshuv af achicha mimcha, to which the authors of the Musar movement all point out that there's a critical message being implied here, that how will Yaakov Avinu, all the way in his brother's house, and in her brother's house, his uncle's home, how would Yaakov know when Esav has indeed calmed down? And of course the Bali Musar explained that Rivka was teaching him a lesson. It takes two. And if Esav is ready to be furious with you, then to be quite honest, you must be furious with him. Ad asher yashuv chamas achicha, until your brother's anger dissipates, when will you know that his anger has dissipated? Ad shuv af achicha mimcha, the anger of your brother will leave you. Lama eshkal gam shneichem yom echad, why should I lose both of you on the same day? Rivka was highlighting something simple, but something critical. The way that you are is the way that you will be reflected in a relationship. Kemayim hapanim lepanim kein leif ha'adam la'adam. The way that waters reflect, so too the heart of man reflects to a man. So certainly that's an important idea for a person to keep in mind as he or she thinks about his or her relationship with God. And certainly if it's true with our own relationships and how we relate to common man, then we certainly can certainly see that when it comes to God, it is even more so. Says the Chovos HaLevavos, when we actually look to a bigger person and we show that tremendous respect, awe, or love with the bigger person, then we tend to feel a greater sense of hakaras hatov, a greater sense of thanksgiving, when that person recognizes us, even more so than somebody we put in our own realm. A baby who catches an adult's attention, you see the excitement of the baby. The baby can't wait to smile and giggle because that one has your attention. And if it's true for a baby, it's even more so for us in the eyes of God. Rav Matisyahu Salomon adds on this to this point by highlighting that this is why when Yosef HaTzadik met his father, Yosef cried on his father's shoulder. But Yaakov, says Rashi, did not cry back because he was too busy dedicating himself to the recitation of Shema. Commentaries ask, I believe it's the Maharal who says, if it was the proper time for the recitation of Shema, both Yaakov and Yosef should have recited the Shema. However, Yaakov took the moment, his overwhelming sense of the recognition of the goodness of God after finding his son, after having lost him for so many years. Yaakov took that time to express that love towards God and to receive the bounty in return. If that's true, that we can, whatever we put into the relationship, we get back multiple times over, then we need to feel the love. And so let's reach out today and look for opportunities to publicly experience the Ahavtas Hashem Elokecha internally. Look around and see in your daily life, where are you feeling the goodness of God? And in return, you'll be able to see how great Hashem shows you his love as well. There's a Rosh Yeshiva in Deal, who when you bump into him and you ask him, how are you? With his great, wonderful smile, he always says, Hashem's chesed. and he feels it. And it's so inspirational just to hear that from him in his beautiful voice, because he really does feel it. And Hashem, in return, certainly shows him more. Hu-heitiv, hu-meitiv. When a person recognizes that God has done for us and made our lives good, and he continues to do so for us, then we turn around to recognize that in the future, hu-yeitiv lanu, he will continue to do the same for us as well. Have a great day.